So on when would be the best time to have this done, which we've talked about in the past, we'll review. We then have to talk about, are you allowed to have a Suda Mincha before Mincha? Because most of us, that might be the time that would be a possibility, at least. As I will, we are changing the clock, so the Zmanim are going to be a little bit later. I did write down the Zmanim later on the sheet. Chatzai seems to is 105. We'll then talk about eating before Chatzai. Maybe we should have a Mincha and then have our Suda. And then we'll talk about eating meals on an Erev Shabbos, on an ordinary Erev Shabbos. And everyone's going to see a Chidushim that I think most of the world is unaware of because we go away for a Shabbos, whether it's to a Tayamel, there is a Tayamel, or you go to a hotel and there's a Tayamel, and you're eating it's a meal, Rishalin, the Kishka, and Kugel, and usually you do not do that on a Friday afternoon in your own home. So we're going to be talking about the Inyan of Erev Shabbos, eating meals, and we will see some important halachas. So again, there's a lot of different parts that will have to come together over here. So I need the Olam to every safety look at. It's interesting. They'll focus on a different part. What I tried to do is we're going to take all halacha today. And I think the Olam will enjoy it. I hope that you'll help me out and we will go through halacha. And this way we come to Torah and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we did the best. We'll see halacha. And that is a schus too. This is what we are going to be trying to accomplish today. First of all, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, that's where we begin. Rosh Loilachol B'yom Purim, you should not eat your Suda Purim before you make high mitzvah Tayyarim. That might have been a solution this year. We're going to come home from davening. Nate's is later this year, so we're going to get home later. But let's say you would get home 9 o'clock in the morning, and now you would say, you know, let me just get my Suda Purim over now. And later on in the day, I'll do my Mishloach Manos, and my Manos Avinu will be taken care of. However, it's better not to do that. It's better to go ahead and do the mitzvah Tayyarim. You do mitzvahs before you eat. It's roi. Again, we're going to see a lot of rois over there. We are trying to do the lechatchila. Someone called me up Friday and asked me he wants to have milkshakes Friday for a suda, and because Friday night is going to have fleishes. How much fleishes could he eat already? So that we're not going. We'll talk about it a little bit later, but if we have time today. I know. You can be definitely with that, but I'm talking about if, let's say, you're going to go home with your wife, you'll see you need a suda with your family. Is that an eitzah of this year to have salmon? Can we have other pasta? Someone asked me, so we'll see about that. That's not the focus of today's shiur. That is stopping what you have to, what you can be mekayem mitzvah suda purim with. So let's begin with again. There's going to be different parts that I'll up here. The Olam will now go through each one, each different section in halacha. Let's begin with first the halachas found by Purim. Says the Rama like this: "V'nayin las the Suda Purim l'acher mincha." You should really make the Suda Purim after mincha. He tells you after mincha. Why? We don't know yet why. So on an ordinary year, after mincha, you daven mincha, and then you have Suda Purim. But Arvis and Marv, you'll daven at night, and it's ba'al mincha tchila b'ed ayam god. They'll daven mincha early. Right? Ba'al Suda tzerach li'yisabiyah. Most of the Suda needs to be during the day. This year, that's definitely would take place unless you're going to be Paris Mappa, which most of us are not going to end up doing. We'll see why. But Rosh Suda normally has to take place this year. We'll be able to do that. Most of the meal will be during the day. And we're going to dive, we'll see should we dive a mincha early or not. And we are going to see now why should you make the Suda after mincha? Why do you have to eat after mincha? Why can't you eat at 11 o'clock in the morning? Well, you need it's matanah for the ayin, shalach manis. You gave him a shalach manis to one person. Yaitzin mitzvah. Go have your sudas parv. Says the Mishnah like this: Why don't you make the meal during in the morning? Why not? Mishum shatrudim shayimah. We're so busy with shalach manis. So the Mishnah is talking about where he lives, or not just talking about in Radni, any other place in Europe. How many did they give as many shalach manis as we give here today? It seems that they were giving shalach manis and they were busy giving shalach manis. Although the mitzvah is only one, it does seem that they did give to many. And Mishnah Brura therefore says, because we're so busy with going out and we're giving shalach manis, and it would normally take it would take a lot of time until the zman of mincha. So it did take till 1 o'clock. That's Chatzai. Mincha is going to be later. And you're not allowed to eat before mincha. But because you're not being that nor on an ordinary year, you're busy with Mishach, and most of us are. Most of us are busy with Mishach Manas until later on in the day. The need to daven Mincha, because you're not allowed to eat before Mincha, which we have to see. We do that every day. We don't eat much. So why would today be different? Why would the day of a Purim be any different? Where we find in Halacha, you are allowed to eat before you daven Mincha. We daven Mincha tonight. You daven Mincha tonight. By what have we said? Someone, I ate supper at 5 o'clock. Like Melania supper, I ate daven Mincha. Yeah, but why? That's the question. That's another question we have to discuss. Why, what does he mean? But asur, it's asur, it's asur. Last asur the kaidem mincha. Then the Mishnah Berurah says vayter. Interesting, because he said he brings down the Eli Rabbi Shem Ashla. Ishasa asur the b'shachas. You are meshubach. You're praiseworthy if you have your meal in the morning. Kasavai. And this is real, extremely important, this next line. And when I was reading it, because I never really focused on this line here, but for our share today, it was such an important line to come to Maskana in today's share. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down from the Eli Rabba, the Kasavai Chi, Kabit Zanche Base, you should gather friends, family members, the Efshal Ismayach Karabiach, and you cannot be Nisameach if you're just by yourself. If you, it seems, friends also, your Sudas Purim needs to be a group of people, not just your family that you have a Shabbos meal, because he says, right, we'll see in a moment, that's not going to be a Sudas which brings Simcha. We need to have a Sudas Purim with other people. Oh, you need to have other people. That is going to help us also get to our final halacha there. When we come up, and the Simcha has to be Divrei Torah. You should be saying Divrei Torah. That is the halachas in Purim. So if we would just learn halachas Purim, we see over there, most of the time, you really could do a Suda in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah says, most of the time, your Shalach Manas takes you till Mincha time. You're not allowed to eat before. So you have to daven Mincha first. If you want to make the Suda at 10 o'clock in the morning, go right ahead. The Mishnah Berurah says, no problem with that at all. Also, what do we see? When you're making your Suda's Purim, it has to be with other people besides just your immediate family. Now let's go to the Halachas of Mincha. On an ordinary day, because I asked the question, why is the Mishnah Berurah telling us, Asr lahasl b'suda kaidem mincha? I didn't know why. I did spend a few minutes on that. What? Why it's Asr? What's Asr? You're not Asr. That's what I'm saying. Today, you can eat. You're going to see it's not. So then, how do I have a right to eat today? Supper, 5 o'clock.
You're not supposed to eat supper.
It's not Asr. It's not going to be Asr. And to see. And anyway, I don't know about none of us have mincha later, we eat first. So in yeshiva we do that, we eat and then you would eat that mincha.
But on a regular day, it's not a shadow, you'd be married if you don't want to you could see that happen.
Yeah, that would be if it was later on in the day. But I'm telling you that you eat by chatzpahis. I mean, it's upset this year, we'll see. Left mentioned 6:45, I think. So you have 6 hours. You're gonna have at least 6 hours. So why can you eat the daven mincha at 6:45? So let's learn the mechaber here. Mechaber says like this: we follow the Ramah, but I just wanted to show you. I need the mechaber to tell to so we should see what's considered an extraordinary su'uda that there would be maybe a bigger concern, like maybe she's hinting to here. Says the mechaber like this: you're not eating any meal, even a small meal. If it's close to Suda Mechidigayla, that is Chavishita. In Hisko, if you started Bachan Mikalelu, all those halachas in the Gemara, Masech the Shabbos, can't the Erika, you can't tend. If you already did it, A Mafsi, you don't have to stop. Alpha P.I., you would not allow to start. You shouldn't have started. Ushir Eshah is beyond the spell. That's, of course, if you have time to daven Mincha. Achashid Mesudot, same lach. I will make sure to spell. Of course, you would have to stop. According to the Mechaber, you're not allowed to start even a Suda Sakana. Nothing, no meal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's called the Suda's Tana? Very important Mishnah Berurah. That's why the island's going to see that if you don't go through all these different parts in halacha, it's impossible to come up with the lechatchila because you have to know all these Mishnah Berurahs. So, what does the Mishnah Berurah say Suda's Tana is? That's Suda's Kala. That's an ordinary meal. Supper could be a Suda's Tana. Lunch, Suda's Tana. What's called the Suda Gedoyla? What's going to be when we talk about a nice large meal? That's a meal of a wedding. That's a meal of a bris meal. Those are the meals that are considered gedolah. What's gedolah about them? That's very important. What makes it a gedolah? Because whatever that's going to be a gedolah, would Sudas Purim be also included in Suda gedolah? Well, let's just review here. The Mechaber here is not talking about a Sudik Doyle. He says even a Sudik Tana, he's Mishabrua is defining Sudik Tana as a regular supper, regular lunch, and Sudik Doyle is an Isuin and a Milo. What difference does it make? Because the Mechaber holds there's no difference anyway. It's going to make a difference for the Ramah. Says the Mishabrua, what else is included in Nisuin and Milo? Ruadin, Pidgin Aben. Here you see. Here you see what defines a Suda Gedoyla. Because he's telling you not only a bris milah, not only a wedding, there's a lot of people gathered together. Oh, you have a lot of people together. And the meal is going to be dragged out, drawn out. What about Suda Shabbos and Yontif? No, why make me Suda Gedoyla? That's not a Suda Gedoyla. So Shabbos and Yontif, not a Suda Gedoyla. Nisuin, milah, pidyon haben. Is a Suda Gedoyla. What defines the Suda Gedoyla? Chiesh Harbi B'nei Adam Gikat together. Here's my whole Shisai. I write a truth about this. You see why I put this together. What about what Suda's Purim then? The Purim we just said from the Mishnah Brura that when it comes to Suda's Purim, we learned in Hilchis Purim, you're supposed to gather people together. Oh, you're supposed to gather people together. So that might be similar to Nisuin, Pidyon haben, and Bris Milah. If it's Nisuin, Pidyon haben, and Bris Milah, we're going to our Suda's Purim is going to turn into a Suda Gedoyla. That's what I feel. Well, I looked around. I didn't see anybody say it straight out. I didn't look around enough because I was working on this myself this year. I don't want to look at everybody. But Lefi, what I'm being ma'ayin, I would feel that a Suda's Purim is similar then to the Suda. Why again? Because the Mishnah Berurah says Purim needs to be with other people. It has to be with other people. There's a chash. Shema, it's going to drag on. Shema, it's going to drag on. We now head into the Ramah. So let's go to the Ramah. How do we pass it? And the Chaver tells us, but we need the Ramah. It says the Ramah like this. Number 8. Let's first of all see what you're not allowed to start the meal. Samach Mincha. Half an hour before that. That's Chatzai. It's Tutchila Sharavis. You light it up. Mincha by Mincha Gedoyla, which we'll see is 145, I think. I don't know, I put it on the sheet later on. But it's going to be a half hour before that. Doesn't make a difference how long the day is. You get a lot of hours. Doesn't make, it's always going to be half hour before whatever the zman of mincha is, which is chatzos, right? The end of 6 hours is chatzos. Whatever chatzos is, from that moment and on, you're not allowed to eat until you daven mincha. Says the Rama. What's the final halacha? So it's the words in the Rama. A little confusing, so let's read it slowly. Yeshay, afilu sam suda gedayla, even a big meal, samach lemincha gedayla, close to mincha gedayla, the Ramah holds, it's permitted. You're allowed. You can have a suda gedayla. If you could have a suda gedayla, close to mincha gedayla, so then you're allowed to have a suda's purim without davening mincha, because Ramah is telling you, I just told you, my whole premise is that purim is a suda gedayla. Did you have ben? Nisuin. And what is Ramah saying? That a Suda Gedoyla, he holds it is mutter, not like the Mechaber. Then he says, Yesha, remember there are those that say you can have a Suda Ketana, small meal, an ordinary meal, a filu samach mincha ketana, even samach mincha ketana, much later on in the day, also mutter. In Agu, the minig is, what's the minig? Lahakal, you could be maker by these two svaras. The hainu, the Suda Gedoyla, you're allowed to even have a Suda Gedoyla, samach mincha gedoyla, the Suda Ketana, after the mincha ketana. Why? The Efsher? Maybe. Mishum, you go to shul and everybody knows why mincha is. Like we said, mincha is 5:40 today. Like Hashin and Deva Yivshu, we're not afraid you're going to be Pashay and Akin and David because you go to shul. They used to call you to shul. So today you could put on the alarm. You go to shul, you're not going to forget to daven. There's this constant reminder. You get the email, mincha time. Whatever that means, Kairin Lebeis Hamech, in those days they would call out, there was an announcement. Today, there are other methods in making sure that you do not forget to daven mincha. Look how the Ramah ends. Miyu, suda gedayla. Very, very interesting, the words. He just told you could be meikel. But a suda gedayla, you should be machne. Afilu samach lemincha gedayla. Afilu amesul kaidu l'chein. Even if you started before, you should stop. So the Ramah is telling you, although I'm telling you you're allowed to be meikel, by a suda gedayla, you should be machmer. Afilu samach lemincha gedayla. Even mincha gedayla. So according to the way the Ramah is ending, you should be machmir. So we should therefore daven mincha before our Suda's Purim. Let's remember over here. You could eat your Suda's Purim according to Mishnah Berurah in the morning. If this year you decide that at 10 o'clock in the morning you want your Suda's Purim, No problem at all. Heavy Sudas Purim. But once he's going to head into the 12:30, 1 o'clock Zman, and that's when he's going to come home from Yishalach Manas. But now, the Ramah is telling you that as Suda Gedoyla, you should be Machmir, even if you started Kayanam Lachain, you have to dive a Mincha. So the Mishnah Berurah now goes fighter over here.
Just well, talking about on a regular day, first though, right?
The regular day. Very good. Regular day. Says in the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Lamed Beis, 10 o'clock on the spot. We just said he said you have to get up, and you would have to stop. That's what he says. Middle after the suda gedayelo. Why chikras? Well, for sure it's Purim. Then you can't rely the lay samchin and al kriyas hasham and shlebei seknet. Although the Ramah says you could be moameiko. Oh, that's not by the suda gedayelo, which makes sense. We're having a sudas Purim. We can't rely on the shamash calling everybody to shul. So you would have to stop right away. So even if you started your meal at 11 o'clock this year, and you would get to 12:30, you would have to daven in. Or 1 o'clock, you would have to daven in. And it's interesting, I looked around then, and it's a sefer you may put in, Rabbi Lieberman, very, very chash of a sefer, and he brings down the Maril. I didn't understand originally the Maril, that's why I first looked to see different menhagim, and then I'm trying to explain why they did this, but look at his minute. That was his minute. Beautiful now. They dive in Gedoyla. They ate the Sudas Purim after Chatzos. They ate all night. If they would dive in earlier, if they would eat a meal earlier on in the day, they're drunk anyway. So anyway, you have to dive in Mincha first. And the reason he brings others. So there's a double reason why, because you can't dive in when you're shikr anyway. So you have two reasons why. First of all, again, you would have to daven because that's the halacha on an ordinary day. And also, do we have a problem of shikras? What's the two? So one is Shemi Mashach, your meal is going to extend and you're going to forget to daven. And we also have shikras. So what we do now is we are now going to head into a regular, ordinary Friday. We want to eat on a Friday. So right now, so far, we have not discussed anything about a Friday. We've been discussing when's the best time Purim and when you daven mincha on an ordinary year. Now we have another problem, which is this year, which is on a Friday. You have to go into Shabbos with an appetite. So if we want to go into Shabbos with an appetite, we have an additional problem. The additional problem is that can't. So what can you start your meal at 4 in the afternoon? According to what we're saying, we have no reason to say you can't. So far we discussed mincha. That's all. I've only discussed with you mincha. Fine. You got to daven mincha first. Daven mincha. I decide at 2 in the afternoon. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I want to have my Sudas Purim. I took care of my mincha already, which seems that's what we should do. Definitely clear. From here, you should have a mincha first. Unless your meal is going to be in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, at 11 o'clock in the morning, and you'll be done, then you could have a mincha whenever you want. But if we are going to now get to our Friday halacha, we have an additional problem with how do we go towards Shabbos with an appetite. Shabbos is d'oraisa. At least I think Shabbos, COVID. Well, yeah, you have to go, you have to eat. You're going to have to make Kiddush. Purim's only the Rabbanim. So how do we balance the two out? So let's learn the Gemara Masechta of Sachem. Talk the Mishnah like this. Erev Pesach, Samos L'mincha, cannot eat Ad Shetech Shach. You can't eat until it's dark. We need an appetite. We need to be able to go in. Erev Pesach L'mavdus. Zog the Rashbam. Erev Pesach L'samos L'mincha. What does that mean? Mincha Tana. That's one shot. Koydim L'mincha Ma'at Chatz Yishav. So it's not mincha gedoyla, it's mincha ketana. It's a half hour before, but chilas ha'asiris, the beginning of the 10th hour. We'll see over here, did write down this man, the elam will see, because it's very, very important for all of us. The samach leh would be a half hour before that, which is the end of the 9th hour, the beginning of the 10th hour. Mincha ketana is 9 full plus a half hour. That's always the, have to realize that. People say 9 half hours, it's 9 full plus another half. Ish, it's going to be a half hour before. It's the beginning of the 10th hour, but 9 whole hours. On the sheet here, you're going to see this year, I did put on the sheet, Mincha Ketana is 4:33. That's nice. 105. The earliest Mincha assumes 135 or 140. It's early 140, right? 140 is the earliest.
136.
Okay. So 136. So up to 145, if you want to have your meal and finish it, go right ahead. You can do that. We just said, you can eat up to 105. Once you hit 105, you have to stop because you have to dive Mincha. I did see a whole shayla. You have to stop. That's when you got to mincha. You got to samach mincha. But either way, we said that you have to stop. So there's a halacha over here that we need an appetite when we go into Pesach. So now Shabbos, it's like back to Mars Kasha. Frankly, Gemara, my Erev Shabbos, why only Erev Pesach? Every Erev Shabbos Nami. Same thing. Sam went to Rice. Gemara says you have to go into Shabbos with an appetite. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, I don't even know. He holds you can eat all night up till night. Oh, Rabbi Nolay Tzuchel, Rabbi Yosi, yeah, Imchanam. Rabbi Yosi, no, you're allowed to eat till it gets dark. When is that? Erev Shabbos and Yontif. Avobar Pesach. Oh no, Chiva the Matzah. Maida, dear Rabbi Yosi himself will agree. So we have over here Machlekes between Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi, let's see, Rabbi Yosi, you can eat all the way as long as you want. You can eat all Friday. On a Erev Pesach, you're not allowed. Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is you have to go and you have to stop. You would have to, you cannot have a meal. We don't know what type of meal they're talking about yet, but we are going to see. It says, how do we pass? Conduct the Shemir Shabbos, Erev Pesach, do Paskin, Erev Pesach, Min Haravia, Sachrena Shalayon, Be'elach, we're talking about from 9 hours and on. Also, Lechol, you cannot eat anything. Even if it's lunch, it's done. You can't eat it. But of course, you're not eating matzah. Comments, but even matzah too. Likely, you let have fruits. I might bust a little meat, a little fish. So it's not a meal. It's an appetizer. That's how you look at it. But you might look crazy, man. In Erev Sukkis is like Erev Pesach. We pass in like sheep that's from Yasi. In Erev Pesach, we cannot have a meal, which is going to consist of, it can't even be a meal. So once again, we have Rabbi Yehuda who holds every week, and we have Rabbi Yosi that says no. On Erev Shabbos and Yontif, you're allowed to have. What are you allowed to have? So far, we see you're allowed to eat all you want. According to Rabbi Yosi, it doesn't say any amount of it. According to, and we hold like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says you eat till it gets dark, even on a regular. On a regular Erev Shabbos and Yontif. Let us now see over here another Gemara because it's not so posh. There's a Gemara Masechtas Gittin like this. There were two families in Shlaim. One had a meal on Shabbos. One ate Erev Shabbos. Both of these families were uprooted. What does it mean they were uprooted? So the one that did not, interesting, the one who made a suda on Shabbos, they made the suda, they used to have a shear in the Beis Medrash. They ate their lunch during this month when there was a shear in the Beis Medrash. So it was a lack of covet to the shear. They could have had their meal and gone to the shir. They didn't. But we're not. That's a different topic altogether. Now we're talking about the one who ate the suda of Shabbos. So let's see the chavrusa who explains the Gemara. Lachas kavas tikkus dos of Shabbos. Hillel Shabbos. That's how he learns. Rashi learns. We're going to see soon. It's not another pshat there too. Also, mishum bittul beis hamedrash shtei nekru. Why zoom mishum sheik by sudas of his man drasha stachem? What are you making a suda? It's like you have the Friday night shir. Come to the shir. What are you sitting at your meal for? According to Rashi, the problem is they should have spent more money on the Suda during the day and not the Suda at night. But what's the Rashi? Rashi doesn't learn that. No, they had meals Erev Shabbos. They were so rich. You have to go into Shabbos satisfied. But like Taiva, what do we see from this Gemara? Although we all like Rabbi Yosi, that's what seems, you could. The halach is you're allowed to. What do we see from this Gemara? That if you're going to eat on Erev Shabbos and you don't come into Shabbos with an appetite, Neku, his family was uprooted. That's how Rashi learns. They did not come in to Shabbos. They were already satisfied. Because they were satisfied, they did not go in with the Taiva to be. So let's see now. How does it translate into the halacha then? We have Rabbi Yosi. We have this Gemara. Let's first learn the Beis Yosef. It says like this. Why not? We hold, you said, you're allowed to eat like Rabbi Yosef. Beis Yosef is kasha. You're not allowed to be kaveh suda because it is Gemara and Gittin. That's what they're quoting here. But why not? We hold like Rabbi Yosef. And he goes through the whole Gemara. And we all pass him like Rabbi Yosef. As he brings down the Rosh, Riff, all the Paiskim, not like the Bahag. The Farash Rabbeinu, the Torah holds, Nani Milachil Ba'avo. That's time to eat. Avo Kviya Sudo, She'ena Ruggle Babi Maisachol. A meal that you're not Ruggle, those are the words we're going to have to spend time on now. What does that mean? What does Ena Ruggle mean? So if it's a norm, if it's lunch, I'm Ruggle lunch, and I want to eat lunch till Shabbos, you eat lunch, we'll see. You're going to have to see what Ruggle means. But whatever Ruggle means, my normal meal, the normal amount. I have one slice of pizza on an afternoon lunch. So I'm in a chanami. Rabbi Yosi says, "Have your pizza till Shabbos." But if it's not ragu, says the Beis Yosi, then it's aser kol hayom. Then it's why? Because the Gemara Masechta is getting. Also, the Gemara says, given these home, these families were uprooted. So let's make that very clear then. Even though on a Friday you could eat up until Shabbos, that would be if you're eating something regular. If it's not regular, it's more than what you're regular on a regular day. I don't know what everyone eats here for lunch on a regular day. Whatever your regular is going to be. If your regular is going to be have a coffee and a Danish, and now comes Erev Shabbos, and you're going to want to have something, like I said to you, you go to these hotels and you're eating a whole suda already Friday afternoon. You go to these tayames and you're eating a whole suda Friday afternoon. And that might not be called ragel. If it's not ragel, so then you're not allowed, Rabbi says, you're not allowed to do it. So now we are heading back to, so the Ramah, we already saw in Hilchos Purim, I already said it with you before. Let's just see quickly again. Number six, the Shchal Purim Yam Chisi, the Ramah says, make the suda in the morning. So he does tell you to make it in the morning. That's what you should do. Misha writes, last is time of Shachris. If you want to do it all the time in the morning. So the Ramah is actually telling you what we said when I said before. You should make your suda in the morning. If you make it in the morning, you got out of all your problems over there. Why do you get all of your problems? What's in the morning? Stop the Mishnah Brura. Idem Chatzais. And that's the Lechatchila. So the Lechatchila of the Mishnah Brura is before Chatzais. He doesn't address the Mincha problem. Doesn't talk about Mincha. But I tell you what the chatzais, the lechatchila is. The lechatchila would be is 11 o'clock in the morning. You did everything you have to do. You don't have a problem with coming into Shabbos without an appetite, because that is definitely even Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have a problem with that. It's questionable, but definitely we hold like Rabbi Yossi anyway. If you're Rabbi Yossi, you can go ahead and have a meal until 4:30. Don't forget, 4:33 is Mincha Ketana. You can have a meal. According to the Mishnah Brura, that would be the Lechatchila. Look at the Maril. Let's go see the Maril. The Maril says, "What Sudas Purim Yom Aschilim Behater." That's what he says. Kaidim Samach LeMincha. Behold, if you do it Kaidim Mincha, the Rav Kol Shari Afilu LeBahag the Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda. Even though he passed Rabbi Yehuda, and Be'er Shabbos LaHaskal Anu SamMincha, Avol Kaidim Teshoyis. He holds that even Teshoyis Afilu Rabbi Yehuda Shari. Even that would be Mutter. That's what the Maril says. Before 4:33. You don't have a problem at all. You don't have a problem. The whole problem is going to be after the Mincha Ketana. So let us move on over here to the Mechaber. Even Rabbi Yehuda, that's what he holds. Right, even Rabbi Yehuda. So now let's go to the next.
Maybe you can do a farm. You can do a suda like the Mincha Ketana, like a regular, not a rubble thing.
Right.
But even after, what's going to give us it? Huh? Even late.
You can do it late. But let's see right now, because we're going to see right now. Let's, in order to figure out, you have to still go back to Shabbos now. So let's go see what the final halach is in Shabbos. Says the Mechaber at Reish Memtes. Asal Koyver Shabbos Suda Mishnah. Again, these words ain't a rug. You're not allowed to be Koyver Suda Nav Shabbos if it's not the normal Mibbeh Chol. Afilu Suda Seyers. Kavit Shabbos. If you want the Shabbos, Kishu Tai Lachol. Look at what he says. The whole day it's included. Not Mimchik Tana. The whole day you're not allowed to have a meal, which is not rugel. You don't know what ain't a rugel yet means. So it's not even this whole thing of the 9 hours with the Rav Yaisi is not talking about a Suda Shena Ragel. Suda Shena Ragel, you're never allowed to have an Erev Shabbos. Okay, let's see what that means. What about a Bris Mila? Oh, that's Muti, you have no choice. And that's for sure, that's Chena Menik Pashu. Lachal Velishes Bulik Via Suda. Want to eat without a kviya suda? You lose the shrug above the chol. We said it's a meal, it's a regular meal. You can have it all day. What's the last man I did? Abba mitzvah limnaya, better not to do it. Suda shrug above chol from 9 hours and on. So once again, up to 4:33. If it's a suda, that's normal. What's normal? Let's say you have one slice of pizza. You have one slice of pizza. That's normal for you. You can do it up until do it a whole day. But if you the what's the lechatchila? Stop at 4:33. After 4:33 this year, you would have to stop. A pigeon aben, the smilo. Right now, it seems to be mutter. And now we are heading into the next Mishnah Brura. Says the next Mishnah Brura. Number 10. So the tesvav is going on what we just read in the lach lichas b'leik v'yasuda. Hainu v'ratzalam edulayim b'bay b'leik v'yasuda klal. Is that v'adam mutter kalayim? That's for sure mutter. Feel mitzvah of the night. You don't have to stop. You want to eat up until Shabbos, go right ahead. But feel be kviya suda, even if it is a kviya suda, I'm not making ruchava. Ra, kemai, I normally eat this kemai b'chol, so it's my lunch. If you want to eat up until Shabbos, you want a piece of cook, go right ahead. It's not lunch. He could do that up until Shabbos. You don't even have to stop at all. He says, Leka afilu mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be mana. Afilu kviya suda, kivin shenayis, suda rechava, like you just said, mutakalam, avo mitzvah. And it's a mitzvah, li mana, if it's a suda. So once again, if it's not a suda, no problem. You want to go to, you can eat kugel till Shabbos. If it's a suda, you're sitting down to have a meal. So then, up until, really you could, but we stop. It's Eino Ragel. You can't have it all day. Eino Ragel is all Friday. I'm not allowed to have it. What does Eino Ragel mean? Once again, we are going to see now, because Rav Nissen Karelitz is the one who discusses what's Ragel and not Ragel. So let's just see why. What, first of all, what is the reason why? We have to explain over here. This is all because of Kavod Shabbos. I underlined it. When you look at the one on the top, I underline Suda Sheinei Ragel. It's also because of Kavod Shabbos. And he brings out two reasons. Another reason is, so busy with the meal, you're not going to take care of Shabbos. New reason. You're not nothing to do with that. You're not going to go into Shabbos with an appetite. I'm so busy with this meal, I'm not going to prepare for Shabbos. All right, what's God? I need help with this. Is it, when it comes to food, I always can get some advice. Let's see, what does he call Ragel and not Ragel? The get this to the Shiragel, Bashamutim and Adim. What's called Ragel? And but there's a mitzvah to stop, we say. Mitzvah Limana from Teshayas and on. Who calls Shame by Rebim Yochid? It's not, you don't have any extra food. There is Shemutter. Look what he writes. I normally eat lunch at 2 o'clock, usually 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But if I eat it at 4, it's still lunch. So that's, says Ernest and Karelitz, that's called ragu. Well, it would make it not ragu. If I'm going to have more, I'm going to add. Now, for sure, Suda's Purim, therefore, is a Suda which we're not ragu in. It's a lot, much more food than we're going to be having in a lunch on a regular Friday. Now, let's go by Terovia, Venera. And then he also says, Shagat the student, Mr. Shane Rugabam Mysachol, Charles Lassis, Tolui, both the Kamasachila, how much food, and the actual food itself. So that's all in a regular. I would assume everybody's going to agree to me. That's not a normal meal that you're having. Pika Chakavea Mishta. So someone's going to be Kavea Mishta Shane Rugabam of Shabbos. Even if it's not more food, once you kaveya, that's the din of kaveya suda. Someone who's kaveya mishta, she'ene rogu b'erev Shabbos, either it's going to have to be like he said over here, when he just said, she'ene rogu b'erev Shabbos, the commas, how much food, and the tsura of the food. So if you kaveya mishta, she'ene rogu Shabbos, it doesn't have to be riboy. It's not riboy. It's the food itself. I'm having special food. I'm having steak. I don't know what you eat by Yisudas Purim. Mishum she'etzem adavah she'kaveyas, that's a begiyah. So if I'm having on my Yisudas Purim a food which is not ruggle to me to eat lunch, I don't think any of us normally have meats. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, their lunch is meat. But none of us are having steak, and none of us are having brisket, and none of us are having any other food that we, maybe the stuffed cabbage. All those are going to be considered ain't a ruggle. Because again, it's not Kamas, it's Tsuras Achila too. So definitely, I think you could all agree to me that this Erev Shabbos is a Eina, it's an Eina Ragel. But the Rama says it's a Bris Mila and Pidgin Aben, you're allowed to do it. That's the Minik Pasha.
Same thing on a Yom Tov when it's an Erev Shabbos, we're still allowed
to eat. Very good, because we have the mitzvah. We still have the mitzvah to do it. But this is, so let's now go by to you. Says the Bir Alacha, what does it mean, Kaveh Suda? So he writes, you're having bread. So kaveas, that's what Mr. Kralitz means too. Hainu lechel pas kadeh sviya kirigolasa b'chol. Ava ma'ak v'hash k'ray bo'inai ena b'chol k'viya sudazu. It's like we said, I told you before, that's not called the kaveas sudo. But I don't know if he just means, I saw some say he means dafka bread. I don't think it's dafka bread. Tanasini, you fold up. We're going to be full. Says the mission. Okay, now let's go to the next mission brew when he talks about bris milo. Let's see what he tells us to do. It's also Suda's mitzvah. And don't push it off because of Suda Shabbos. Oh, look what he says. So really, you could, if we have a mitzvah to eat on Purim, we should be able to eat all the way up till Shabbos. You should make it earlier. Make Kavod Shabbos. Oh, here in Hilchos Shabbos, he brings in about Purim. Really, you could do it. Oh, I feel the whole day. You're really allowed to do it the whole day because I have a mitzvah. So la halacha again. It's gonna be 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You can have your sudas parim. You can have your sudas parim. It's a mitzvah. When should you really stop? You should really stop. We find this halacha of this mincha ketana zman. The mincha ketana zman is an important zman. So as the avol mitzvah limana milkvaya suda shnag b'chol mitesha, even a suda yekavua normal meal, you should stop by 9 hours. So here too, you should stop for sure by 9 hours. Says the Bir Alachim and Reish Ramtes, it means the Magen Avraham, the mitzvah, you really, what we just said, Masha maybe, I'm Magen Shem Abach, the mitzvah, Hasel Kadim Shashois, Burj Lakamon, that's for sure, by Sudas Purim. For sure, your meal should start before 4:33. That's what we see, it should start before that. V'chein, V'ra, V'chalam, V'yeva, Yafas, you can really make your Sudas Purim up until Shabbos. Shabbos is 6:45, you can make it all the way up to this. So again, you're B'dievas, you have a whole day to make your Sudas Purim. The next thing with if we're going to look for the next lechat chila, would be before mincha ketana 4:33. That's when you should start, because that's what he says. You should start the meal before. But we still have the problem of our mincha, and we still see this idea of Mishavura saying no, you really should do it in the morning. So what is our one thing before we get to our maskana? I did want to show the oilam over here. What we were mechavin to over here, and I saw it in Ramnissen Karelitz. So you'll turn over to the back of the page, the last sheet. It's Nagei. I saw this in the we all go away for Shabbos, and there's all these payamels, and this is what he writes. So before we read what he says, is the oilam agreed to me? You end up in a hotel Erev Shabbos. It's right before Shabbos. It's an hour before Shabbos. You have a payamel, and you want to sit down to kugel, chalon, kishka, and cake and fruit. Are you allowed to do that or not? I don't know. There's no way to do it. It's not ruggle. It's after mentioning time already. It's how you can do it. Okay, let's see where Mr. Corella says. I'm a Zachim about the Abroad, about the Malone. So you go to a hotel. I did see it inside. The nice thing, Shah, oh, and I give you a suit of Yom Shishi. Yoy, sir, me ma, Shah, the ruggle off of the base. It's more than you have at home. I don't have this at home. He says, oh, look at that lacha. Jimena, a rug. Asr, lechel, suit is who? Yeah, awesome. Mama Shabbos, Elam Kane with Kyla, unless we're all Kyla matter. Clearly, it's how do we do it? You want to go and have one piece of kugel? Okay, I understand. You said to sit down and to make a whole meal, and we all sit down and we look forward to the time as the time has better start before the Zman of not only that, but Mr. Carell told it's also a whole day. It wouldn't help to get to the hotel early. Because what would Rama say? A Suda Shane and Rug was also called Ayan. I don't have this. You eat this on a regular Friday.
Unless you do it on every Friday.
You gotta do it every Friday. You have to do it every Friday then. But it ain't a ruggle, you can't do it all Friday. It doesn't make any sense.
Test your ruggle starting something.
Well,
that's
gonna be ruggle every day. That's gotta be ruggle every day. Yeah, ruggle means this is what I do on an ordinary day. It's gotta ruggle. It's also, it could be that even let's say during the week I have such a big lunch, but on Friday I don't have such a big lunch. It seems that you look at it could be maybe you could look at the whole week and say if every day up without Friday I have a big lunch, so then maybe to me it doesn't sound.
What's the thing?
I don't know. I must say the Allah is in a ruggle is also all day. I'm not ruggle, but I do agree with the oilam. If you did every day, you had such a big meal, so then I just don't think anybody does. But if you do have such a big meal every day, and now Friday you come to the hotel and you want to say this is ruggle for you, I just don't think that who eats such a big lunch every day? Not a whole meal. So let's just see how look at the Aruch HaShulchan how he says it. Interestingly enough, in Hilchus Shabbos, especially in the winter, they don't eat anything Erev Shabbos. Don't have a meal. That's what a Tayameh comes. You should have a Tima. The Gami Me'akai. So it is a Yirei Elikim. We just saw it. It's not the Halacha. The Gami Me'akai. It's even in the summer. Yachol Sud the Katana. Eat a small meal in the morning. We don't hold like the Ravid, but Chalal shaldaver hachacham einav beroishay. The kavod Shabbos galdam oid moid. Just remember kavod Shabbos. Let's not forget about the kavod Shabbos. We're eating Friday. It's like we said, it's tamed. It's not your main meal. Most of us we don't want to eat so late. And these folks, by the time you get to the meal, when we have these Friday night Shabbat brachas, is even when it's an early Shabbos, you're eating at 10, 11 o'clock at night. It's late. It's not we should somehow change that. But the Aruch HaShulchan says Chacham Baray She'enu. Let's go right to here. So what does the Aruch HaShulchan say about Purim? He actually writes Purim in Hilchas Shabbos. So that's mitzvah Shabbat. Who read Shabbos? Come my Purim Shchol Yes B'Shabbos. Then he goes into Bris Milah. All these halachas. Yiru. What is the Aruch HaShulchan paskin? She askilu kaidim chatzais. You should stop before chatzais. Ulechol apachis and at least kaidim shasiris. At least before shasiris 4:33. Like we said in our shir, you can start a whole day. It's mitzvah b'shaita. Right now is a mitzvah to do it. So la'alach l'maisa. If you wanted, I just put on the sheet. You can see all the other paiskim over here. But I just want to just bring down all these paiskim that say, like we just learned, stop before this or a series. He brings Aruch HaShulchan, and whether it's top, whether you're going to be busy with your sudi, you're not going to prepare for Shabbos. The other reason of you're going to be mezalzel and kavod Shabbos if you start. If you just to read in the middle, there he brings down the Bach. He's not afraid of all the other reasons. Which is also the Shabbos. And they should the mitzvah Shemana Vayam. Right now, I have the mitzvah Purim. So, what do I have to worry about Shabbos? Like the Magen Avraham says, Amnam Aruch HaShulchan. He brings Aruch HaShulchan. They should stop before Chatzais, according to the reasons that we say. What I just wanted to see what did Rabbi Yashid do? And others that did this. So, if you look in the Archis, Rabbeinu Muva. So there's Rabbi Yaakov Kanievsky, this Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's father. He started his meal at 11:30. He benched by 12:30. Because it's a Suda Gedoyla, we said. And then he davened Mincha Gedoyla. And then he continued to eat. So this way he did his Mincha, because you have to stop. So he started earlier on in the day, before Chatzais. Where's the Kaidim Chatzais come from? That's the Aruch HaShulchan. The Stah Kaidim Chatzais. The Aruch HaShulchan's not going because of Mincha. Aruch HaShulchan says before Chatzais, when he gets up, before Chatzais is a good child. But he gets up because based on the Raivin that he quoted, also the Kvayasu, the Achach Chatzais, and now I'm making me laugh at Chatzais on an order fraud. So Aruch HaShulchan's introducing another sheet over there. Allah Chalamaisa, then I'm not going to tell the I saw what did Babel Yashiv do. Babel Yashiv did what I started this year with. He waited for Mincha time. He davened Mincha. Then he had his meal. And then once you start your meal already, you don't have a problem anymore with Mincha. And you could do this. So again, la'alach l'maisa, you can have your sudas Purim up until Shabbos. You could have it at 5 o'clock, have it at 5:30. We don't have to worry about, but what about Shabbos? I'm going to come into Shabbos and I'm not satisfied. Yeah, but right now it's the mitzvah sudas Purim. I don't have to worry about it later on. La'alach, you could do that. That's not l'chatchila. At least start before 4:33. At least start before. It would be preferable to finish most of it before that zman too. This way we go into the Shabbos already with a little, maybe, have a little appetite, but not. But what's even better than that? What's even better than that is do it earlier on in the day. If you daven mincha, you have to daven. So do what we learn here, everyone should daven mincha, that's for sure. That's a given. You should definitely daven mincha, because you can't, if you're not daven, you're not allowed to have a suda without davening mincha. That's for sure. You can't have a suda without mincha. What? Even still, we see that it doesn't make a difference because we see that it's shikras here. And we also see that it's going to drag. It doesn't help to have a kviyas man. Mishnah Berurah says it only helps not on a day where you're going to get caught up. So you definitely should be davening mincha. Once you can daven mincha, daven mincha. After mincha, you can have your sudas perm. You can have your sudas perm at 1:30, 2 o'clock, up until 4 is that's the zman. You can still have it after that too. But we should be talking Baray She'enu. We should make sure that we leave some room over for the Kavod Shabbos. Because Kavod Shabbos is Gadol Ma'od Ma'od. You want to have a suda in the morning at 11 o'clock? Go have your suda at 11 o'clock in the morning. No problem. And if you do that in the morning, you got everyone. Accomplish everything. You don't have to worry about any other problems.